Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
My quarterback math was
Ken had the Jets game.
That's eight games for Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah,
Kevin Stefanski clearly believes in Dylan Gabriel. So if you're 1-7 in that stretch, that's enough to say, well, he might be an NFL quarterback, but we're 1-7, and then you get 5 games is enough to make a decision on Shador and Dylan Gabriel going forward.
Yeah, it is funny how we have still, even in watching Dylan Gabriel actually play a game, we have somebody. We'll talk about him later on in his thoughts there. But most people still haven't moved off the thought process that Dylan Gabriel, you have an end stamp there. You're gonna see a time. If it's 5 weeks, if it's 6 weeks, if it's 7 weeks. What I want to see happen is I want to see enough time for Shador to either prove himself that he can play or can't play, and you make a decision. And obviously, if he gets 5 games or 6 games, that's not enough time to prove that he can't play. But it certainly is enough time to be able to at least get a feel and a sense of it. So that's kind of what I'm hoping for.
So specific to the Flacco thing, I don't know. And again,
They moved quick,
and I get it. The opportunity to trade Flacco for anything is, I get it. I understand the inclination for an organization that is over the moon about value. In fairness, pick swapping a sixth rounder for a fifth rounder, I think the exact value is like pick 200 in the draft. The actual value you got is like a seventh rounder, which doesn't move me. However, I digress. That being said, the only thing I don't like about this is if you're not pot committed to go to Shador next, I don't think that value was enough that in case something happens, specific injury, because again, I don't think Dylan's getting benched. I think Dylan would have to be worse than Joe Flacco to get benched before those 8 weeks are up. I don't like the idea of, well, Shador's not ready to be the backup. He's not ready for the field. But we got this great offer for Joe Flacco, so I guess it's Bailey Zappe. Nah, I'd still feel more comfortable with Joe Flacco if Dylan gets hurt than Bailey freaking Zappe.
I just wonder if they think that, and maybe they already think this, but if Dylan gets injured, then it's just, we're up a creek anyway.
Yeah.
The season is shot, so let's just take it for what it is. There was not a world where I thought that Joe Flacco would ever play again in a Browns uniform, so it doesn't bother me at all that he's gone, and really the math hasn't changed much. I still want to see it be Shador, and I want to see it after Dylan Gabriel. It's just at what point you move off of Dylan.
I had somebody, I'm not going to credit it because it's not like a reporter, but I had somebody try to pitch to me the Jets game as well, coming off the bye.
Okay.
And it just seemed a little bit of, I just didn't buy it. Basically there's an inside story about something with Dylan Gabriel, and it all has to do with like a marketing opportunity for Dylan Gabriel and his team pushing for, and I was like, I don't think Dylan Gabriel's camp right now knows how long of a leash he really has.
Wait,
I don't think anyone
I'm confused.
Does.
What's the marketing opportunity?
You get one toe in, you might as well jump in.
Yeah.
Mutual friend of ours said that they're working on with Dylan's camp to do like a signing or something. And they were told, hey, let's get this done in the next, we want to have this for the next 4 to 5 weeks. And so they surmised, well, that's because Dylan's camp doesn't think he'll have the job beyond 4 to 5 weeks.
Oh, that's fair from Dylan's camp. Is it bad of hit their camp that they're like, let's hurry this thing up because we don't know if we're going to have a job? But at least he's looking at it rationally. When's the value ever going to be higher for Dylan Gabriel? It's going to be in the next 4 to 5 weeks.
I mean, who was the guy that did the signing after he got traded? Wasn't it? Was it Joe?
Joe Flacco did it. Yeah. And he was charging $150 an autograph and lines were 2 hours long.
Now, because Dylan is a half foot shorter, I believe he's only charging $112.
He's a tiny little guy.
That was almost mean.
I think that Sonder was mean. I would never say that.
I did find it funny the amount of people that are like, just wait until Dylan gets in cold weather. The kid's from Hawaii. He's not going to be able to do it. Cold weather is going to be the death of Dylan Gabriel.
Yep. Tom Brady was from California. Complete scrub in the snow.
It is funny because some quarterbacks really do suck in cold weather. Tua obviously is really bad in cold weather. He got into that playoff game against Mahomes and didn't stand a chance. And it wasn't just because it was Tua against Mahomes.
It could have also been a playoff game and he's not built for the playoffs.
Well, so I mean, his record though, 45 degrees and under. I don't know why I know this off the top of my head. He's 0-7, 45 degrees and under. Like he just can't play in
cold
weather.
What about 32 degrees and under?
Also 0-7, I don't know, 0-0 something. There's no wins there. If it's 0-7 at 45 and under, it's 0-0 for the point is.
What's the point differential?
I was trying to really explain that to you when you were just being a smartass, and I should have stopped. Jared Goff, not a good cold weather quarterback. Like, there are quarterbacks that just suck in cold weather, but it's interesting that now the anti-Dylan crowd is moving towards that. Like, just wait. He'll get in cold weather, and he won't be able to hack it.
216-474-0092. So Joe Flacco now in Cincinnati. Don't worry, we got a fifth rounder for Joe and a sixth rounder. And then, of course, we don't quite know who the backup is officially yet, although the unofficial depth chart puts Shedeur Sanders as QB2 with no QB3 listed. Has the quarterback math changed for you? If you thought Dylan was going to get 8 games yesterday and Shedeur was going to get the final 5 games of the season, has the Flacco trade moved that needle at all? Let's go with Jacob in Olmsted Township. What's up, bud?
What's up? Thank you. Have me? This is basically a great trade for the Browns. Joe Flacco wasn't going to do anything for us. He threw a lot of interceptions, basically. Interceptions in, like, week 1 through 4, I believe. And then Dylan Gabriel, I believe he's going to be our rest of the season starter because how good he is. Like, if you saw him in the first game that we started him, he wasn't bad. He was not that bad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
A little missed throws there and there, but I believe he will be better as a starter than Shedeur because, let's say it, like, Shedeur is not that great. He's decent, but not that great.
Jacob, you don't know
like
that.
Gabriel.
But you don't know. We have no evidence to go off of any of that. Like, that's the frustrating part about Shedeur. It's like, you can't look at his college tape and say he's not great. He was great in college. So, like, how do you surmise that he's not that great? You haven't seen him play football.
Preseason. Just look at the preseason.
He was awesome in one game. And the other game was what it was.
Jacob,
but like,
we got a boogie. We appreciate it.
I want it on the record that Jacob takes his football thoughts off of preseason games.
You didn't like that, did you?
Well, I just wanted it on the record. If your basis on this is preseason football, then I think you need to come up with a new basis.
I think there are a lot of people today saying Joe is bad here, Joe will be bad there, so I don't care about this trade. And I think a fair amount of those people, 2 weeks from now, if Joe Flacco looks good, the Bengals have, and I think Joe's actually, I think the report is Joe will start against, I think it's Green Bay this next coming week.
Oh, it's a Green Bay. Good luck.
So
it's a really good defense. That he's already seen, though, so like maybe that's an advantage for him.
We'll see about that. But if he wins on Sunday, there's people next Monday.
Actually, that even gives you more ammo there, right? Like you get to watch a game where we already saw what Stefanski could do with Joe Flacco, and now we'll get to see what Check's Notes' Zach Taylor can do.
on
is Zach Taylor
on out 3 days of practice.
Watch Zach Taylor out coach Kevin Stefanski in this, and I would love to see the Stefanski supporters try to justify Stefanski's lot in NFL life.
What
after
is the
that,
appropriate
if that
response? If you Zach Taylor outcoaches Kevin Stefanski.
You get to be mad about it. If Joe Flacco against a team that you just saw him play against 2 weeks ago, if Joe Flacco looks really good, and yes, Higgins and Chase are much better than Judy and whoever else you want to throw in as the Browns number two, but if he looks that much better, considerably better, it is a direct reflection on Stefanski, and I would imagine the fans here get to be just as angry as I'm going to be.
All right, Jim in West Park, has the quarterback math changed all that much for the rest of the season with Joe Flacco going to Cincinnati?
Oh, definitely, because at this point, you're looking at probably Watson coming in with the last 3-4 games, if that's what their plan may or may not be. You could have the most Brownsiest thing happen where they're getting close to, you know, being the, you know, getting that number one pick in the draft, and Watson comes in and just goes lights out and just, you know, passes like he was a, you know, spring chicken again. So, I mean, this is the Browns. This is how they play. This is what they do. It's a wasted season yet again. And I don't know how people, you know, are still happy with this team. It just doesn't make any sense.
So I agree with you that it is likely a wasted season. But and this to me is where the devil is in the details. Not every wasted season is the same. And this season, to me, has always been about the purge. It's about the pain pill for the failed Deshaun experiment.
Yeah.
And putting Deshaun back out there, to me, it is just a master's class and not getting the point of why you failed. And while you've gone from looking like you had a legit Super Bowl window 3 years ago, and that's why you traded for Deshaun, so now you're in the middle of a pretty significant rebuild 3 years later.
I want to highlight what Jim said there for a second, though, because that is the most Browns thing I think I've ever heard. The idea that Deshaun, craters the team, stinks up the joints for three seasons to a point that we just can't recover from. At least it's been hard to recover from. And then they throw Deshaun out there for 4 games as we're in line for the number one overall pick to get a quarterback that emerges, and Deshaun actually wins us 4 games in a row or something. That would be the most Browns thing ever.
The Lovie Smith spite trail. Danny in Willoughby, we got about 35 seconds, buddy. What you got for us?
All right. I'll fill really quick here. This is not a Hugh Jackson team. They have talent, tight ends, Fannin, Njoku, Judkins, Mason Graham. Are you kidding me? He opens up a lot for Myles Garrett. This rookie linebacker is Clay Matthews.
So, but you see, okay, Danny, you say it's not a Hugh Jackson team. Have you looked at the numbers, 2025 per game stats versus 2017 per game stats?
We got a boogie, buddy. Go ahead.
14.6 in 2025, 14.6 in 2017. 27th in yards per game, and then in 2017, 32. And all this stuff adds up. It's almost identical down to points per play, down to percentage on third down, touchdowns per game, yards per play. It's almost identical to what they did in 2017 offensively.
I almost feel we should call Todd Haley in and see if we can get Kevin Stefanski to talk down to him, and then it'll be then we'll know for sure.
Hugh Jackson's here, baby.
Poor Hugh. Not really. John Fanta, NBC Sports, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.